know, I think from the get-go, there was kind of a plan, kind of a big-picture thing that that they had in mind and were going to do. And, you know, that was for me to come in and learn from Chad, you know, ask and you know, kind of mimic and figure out things, get acclimated to everything. So I think that was the plan from the get-go, and that's the plan that's kind of been instilled this whole throughout this whole time. So I think that's been it.
And they talked to you about that before?
Yeah, yeah, that was made clear, you know, from day one. You know, I think it's a process. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 2 months. You know, it's going to take time. You know, I think getting acclimated to everything, the offense, you know, all the different things around that involve that, you know, it's going to take time. And there's still, I mean, Chad still learns things, and he's been in it for over a year. So, I mean, you're going to continue to learn things no matter how long you're in it. So, you know, I think just continuing to go through that.
And do you feel like you're further along?
You know, I don't know. Kind of came in with no expectations and you know, was kind of like a sponge. Just wanted to learn and absorb as much as possible. So I think being able to do that, you know, being able to learn and ask questions and try and retain as much as possible is what I've tried to do and is what I've done. And, you know, I know, you know, 1,000 times more now than I did 2 months ago. So I think just continuing to learn and ask questions.
I know you said before that you understand your role and where you are right now, but has it entered your mind that, like, Thursday night could be the last time you get on the field for, you know, the season, and you know, what do you want to get out of it if that's going to be the last impression that you have?
You know, I don't really think about it like that. You know, I think about it each and every day as an opportunity to go get better, to go improve, to go, you know, if it's taking the scout team cards against our defense, going and working against our number one defense. You know, it's just as good to go and playing in a game. So, I mean, I think thinking about it like that. But, you know, obviously Thursday night, want to go out there and continue to work, continue to get better, continue to improve on some things. And you know, kind of finish the preseason off on a good note.
How do you replace the game time? You use the games to get better.
Right.
You don't have that, so how do you replace the game time on practice?
You know, I think taking the same mentality into practice and going against our one defense is just as good as going against any other defense, you know, in any other game situation. You know, so I think that that being able to utilize that and take those, like, game reps and take, you know, kind of that mentality is definitely going to be a big help.
Blake, what's it been like adjusting to this? I think I heard at UCF there was one camera guy and he worked for UCF.
Yeah.
It's a completely different beast for you.
Yeah, it was same face every day. But, you know, it's good. I enjoy talking to you guys, and you guys are all nice people.
Has Gus told you that during the regular season – you're going to get some reps with the first team offense?
You know, I don't know.
He told us that.
You know, he said all along that, you know, he said, you know, all the rookies have gotten an opportunity to get first team reps with the ones. You know, he said, you're getting an opportunity to get some reps with the ones. So, I mean, I think that's just another opportunity to go out there and you know, kind of work on what you've been working on and an opportunity to go against the ones and try and get better and see what that's like.
How did your redshirt year help you at UCF?
You know, I think it helped out a lot. You know, it allowed you to kind of get acclimated with everything, learn a lot. You know, you kind of see things from the sidelines that you don't see on the field. You know, I think there's kind of pros and cons to doing both. You know, there's pros and cons to playing right away, and there's pros and cons to sitting right away. So, I mean, I think you see things. You're able to kind of slow it down and process it, you know, standing on the sideline. So, you know, there was a lot of things that came out of that.
Did your process get sped up when you did start? Starting for
the night. Yeah, I mean, it has to. I mean, when you're playing, you got to speed things up. You don't have time to sit there and say, okay, well, this is what they're doing, this is what I think they're going to do, you know, all that. You know, when you're playing, you got to make decisions on the fly and be able to process things quickly. So, you know, it's definitely a different, you know, type of learning